This is WCAI. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Junker. We're joined now by our correspondent to the musical spheres, Matthias Bossi. Welcome, Matthias.
Steve, wonderful to be here.
Matthias, you're back to alert us, I understand, of another noteworthy musical visitation to our area. Tell us, who's coming?
Yeah, Steve, Dr. John will be here on the Cape August 4th at the Payomet Arts Center in Truro. Dr. John is a native son of New Orleans, a purveyor of his own particular blend of blues, pop, jazz, zydeco, boogie-woogie, a giant gumbo, a stew of music.
Dr. John made his name, came onto the scene in the late 60s. Most people are probably familiar with a song that came out in the early 70s.
Yeah, exactly. Right Place, Wrong Time, 1973. Alan Toussaint produced the record. The Meters backed him up.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right
place. Yeah, he came to prominence then in the early 70s. Before that, he had moved out to L.A. in the early 60s and became sort of the go-to session guy in the booming business out there. Played on records by Sonny and Cher, Canned Heat, Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, the first Ricky Lee Jones solo record. He got around. People liked his particular blend of piano playing.
The song that he's most well known for that we just heard, Right Place, Wrong Time, you still hear it on the radio all the time.
All the time. I guarantee we'll hear it tomorrow on the radio. Funny thing about that, great story. People like Bob Dylan and Bette Midler contributed single lines to the lyrics. And it's all about ironic bad luck and failure. So it was built in this fun, exquisite corpse kind of way.
So he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's made some great iconic records, but he hasn't stopped in his career. He's continued to make music and to record.
Absolutely. He had a great record from a couple years ago called Lockdown, produced by Dan Auerbach at the Black Keys. And now he's got a record called Skedaddedat, The Spirit of Satch, a Louis Armstrong tribute.
Again, next Monday, one of the great legends of rock and roll makes his rare Cape Cod appearance, the New Orleans pianist and songwriter Dr. John at the Payomet Performing Arts Center. Matthias Bossi, our correspondent to the musical spheres, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure, Steve. Let's take them out with something from a 2012 release called Lockdown.
That like a rubber chip. Don't be jumping at the side.